on the phone with us is Bill Foden, who is going to be, he's got another appointment, so we're trying to squeeze him in. Article in today's paper, Delegate Foden, first of all, thank you for joining us. The article in the paper this morning says that you are calling for a review against the claims against the president of FCC, Elizabeth Burmaster, who's been accused of being verbally and physically abusive toward faculty members and administrators at the college. And it's, you know, there was an article in yesterday's paper discussing that she was that way at other places as well. So what made you decide to call for some type of investigation?
Are you there, Bob?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, what'd you say? What made me decide to do what?
But what made you decide to ask for an independent investigation on the complaints of FCC President Elizabeth Burmaster?
Well, I mean, let's face it. I mean, I've spent my entire career from my service in our armed forces to being a police officer and most recently as an elected public official, defending the rights and interests of the vulnerable and powerless. And this is no different. That has been the core of my mission since I've been an adult, since I've been through that service. And when people feel like their voices aren't being heard and they're being silenced at every turn, I can tell you, I tried to have be included on their agenda. I first started hearing these allegations back in May, and I started doing my own little inquiries into things and started meeting with staff, started meeting with faculty. And as you know, I'll be honest with you. When I first heard it, I was kind of like, oh man, here we go. Somebody's upset at President Burmaster. As you start delving in deeper and you start really getting into these issues, and it's the scope and the breadth of it. I mean, there's a lot of people affected by these type of outbursts and these type of it's inappropriate behavior. I mean, if it was let me just say it like this. I mean, there's one teacher in particular. You know, if that had been a male president and the female faculty member was touched the way that she grabbed him and pulled him in, he'd have been fired on the spot.
But in lieu of what we've just gone through with the Brett Kavanaugh and stuff, is this something that is going to be a he said, she said type of scenario? And can you actually prove something? Is there evidence?
I think the difference is we're not 35 years later.
Right.
I think we have fresh. We have recent complaints that have been filed at the college, and at this point, it's really incumbent upon the Board of Trustees to recognize that this is going to be something that they're no longer going to be able to impartially be except for the resolution at the end, because transparency is paramount as we continue down this path, because she's still there.
Right.
There's still the environment. There's still employees that have been affected by this. And, you know, as the president, as a member of the board, and within the chain of command of handling such complaints, the structure of the current process, being that she's involved, gives the appearance of bias. And on that appearance alone, we owe it to these employees who fall, you know, the state gives a third of their budget, that they get an opportunity to have their voices heard, to speak out against this type of these retaliatory measures. It definitely needs to be looked into. It needs to be looked into impartially. And that's why I summoned that they requested that they reach out to the Maryland Higher Education Commission as well as the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, because they're two separate issues, but they're commingled together.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, on an outsider looking in, and I'm always the facetious one saying, okay, here's a bunch of tenured professors who don't like President Burmaster, who might run a really tight ship and not giving them the way they've been so used to in the past. Could it be viewed as that, or is there, in your opinion,
let me tell you, Bob, I was the same way. I am absolutely, you know, I was kind of went into it and I'm thinking, all right, you know, if you've got one or two employees, yeah, I mean, that's how I kind of was at first. I mean, all right, let me try to figure out what's going on here, because clearly this is a professional learning institution. This is not going to be the climate, you know, as they're presenting it. I mean, mm-hmm. I was kind of a pessimist, I'll be honest with you.
Right. Well,
and I'm in over a dozen faculty members and staff, and I know that others have interviewed dozens of faculty member and staff affected by these outbursts and these unwanted, the only way it can be categorized is unwanted physical touching. You have to really then kind of peel back, because, you know, one or two, yeah, is it coincidental? when you have a pattern and a series of events, and that's kind of what I told them last night. You know, this is, you know, this isn't something that this isn't the first time that President Burmaster has had. This isn't her first documented issue with a bullying style behavior towards employees or asking employees for hugs, making them seem that after her outburst, okay, we're all good now. Here, hug it up. You know, bring it in for, you know, the real thing or whatever. But it's quite the contrary. This is a documented series of inappropriate professional behavior in a professional higher educational institution, and we can simply not allow that. Let me be honest with you. I'm an alumni from FCC. My daughter is a student at FCC. And as I told them last night, you know, as a father, as an alum, and as an elected official, I expect better of the institution that I was a part of and that I am proud to be a part of. But as I told the board, all of you should demand it, because we can no longer be in a, you know, we're this opportunity, this thing of, oh, well, you know, we'll just let it pass the buck along to the next board, or we'll wait till the next year. You know, I tried to get in there, and I was being stifled at even being heard as an elected official and chairman of the Frederick County delegation. I was not going to be allowed to be heard in this meeting, because it's pretty unique that they have these public hearings, but there's no block allowed for public input. And then when I asked to be included in the public input portion, I was told that it would be unethical for me, for them to hear me, that they would have to allow every other elected official who elected or running for office to be included in the dialogue. That's absurd.
Yeah.
That's absolutely absurd. And when I get answers like that, you know what? That's what we in police work call a clue.
Yeah.
Maybe things aren't adding up the way they should be, and that only heightens anyone, especially me, who's a trained investigator with a law enforcement background, to maybe be a little more suspicious of what's really happening here. Because if they're stifling my voice on behalf of these people who are trying to come forward to have their concerns heard, what are they doing to them? Because they don't have the ability to directly contact the governor who appoints the board of trustees. They don't have that ability to directly contact these people, and that can't happen. That it's too important of an issue.
Well,
this is where our children locally go to learn.
Yeah. Now, so quickly, because I know you got to go and we're over time, and that is, so you're asking for it. Where does it go from here? What's the next step?
Well, I've asked them to reach out to, as COMAR provides, the Code of Maryland, I wanted them to vote last night to authorize an independent state agencies empowered by COMAR, like MHEC, the Maryland Higher Education Commission, and the Maryland Commission on Civil Rights, and any others that needed to be involved, to take a proactive approach to investigate these allegations, to have a fair, open, and thorough review process of these claims. And once that's done, I feel that once these it's not assuming, again, Bob, I don't want this to be an issue where people are assuming the allegations are true or false.
Right.
It's simply a matter of allowing a thorough, impartial, and complete investigation into these type of serious allegations of state employees to be conducted. And when we do that, and it's done in a transparent, in the light of day atmosphere, and opportunity for both sides to be heard, then we can all move forward with the results, no matter what they are. We deal with them. We move forward for a better FCC, for a better learning environment for my kids. I still have kids that are going to go through that school. I have one there now, and other people's children. That's what it's about. It's about the kids.
Delegate Foden.
These faculty teach them.
Delegate Foden, I appreciate your time. I know you got to go.